How wonderful that we are here today. And of course, the main thing in my mind and in my heart, which I have been praying about for several hours, is the fact that it's First Friday. It's the first Friday, the only first Friday in Advent. It's the first Friday in the liturgical calendar of the year of our Lord, 2026. So we honor and we make reparation to the most loving, Sacred Heart of Jesus, which would have never happened had not the Blessed Mother, the Co-Redemptrix, the Mediatrix of all graces, Mary Most Holy, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, had not said yes to the angel. Let it be done to me according to thy word. And at that moment, the Holy Spirit descended upon her, and she conceived the eternal Son of God, who now became also her Son, the Son of Man. It is because of this that we have the Sacred Heart. And of course, there's many things about the Sacred Heart. You can read them for yourselves, and you should. They things that need to be meditated upon with frequency. We take for granted our spiritual life, and we say, oh, I already know that. I studied that when I was 7, or whatever. No. We need to reread it, and reread it, and reread it, until the time comes when he, I'm here, come with me, and hopefully he will say, good and faithful son, good and faithful daughter. And of course, each of us has to answer for himself. And so today, in a very special way, we make reparation, we honor, and we worship in a very special way, and we ask our Lord to fill our hearts, to fill our souls and our minds and everything that is in us with his love, the love of the Sacred Heart. And this was the same kind of love that the saint of today, who apparently is not, his biography is not very well known. I couldn't find anything anywhere about him, and I didn't have time anymore to delve into my former writings. But his feast of the great abbot, Sabas. Now, we know about him also from others, other saints who were his friends. But especially, we know about him from the great father of the church, St. Jerome, the secretary of Pope St. Damasus I, the first pope from Spain, by the way. And he was friends with all the saints of that era, St. Jerome, St. Augustine, and others who mention him in their own writings and in their own biographies. St. Sabas opened a monastery for men near Bethlehem. And it was here that St. Jerome retreated to when things in Rome got too hot. Of course, as soon as St. Damasus died, and it happens all the time, nowadays it happens, but they try to conceal it with a smile, you know, with an ecumenical smile. But every time a pope dies, those who were close to him are persecuted in the next pontificate. Even if the next pope is also holy or a saint. But the people around him are not always a saint. And of course, we pray because Pope Leo, I think, is a good person, a good man, and he's doing good things. But there are those around him that are not good, that are enemies of the church, enemies of the faith, and enemies of Pope Leo. And so we need to pray for him that he will not yield to their promptings. Because all the more, because he is pope, he has more temptations than you and I do. And his are particularly concerning the faith and the liturgy. But it was very interesting that somebody asked him, are you going to get rid of the Trinity Mass? And he said, it's one of the ancient rites of the church. Why should I get rid of it? That tells you everything. Nothing to say. So for those who think that he is Francis II, they're full of baloney. They need to take their banana peels and flip on them. St. Sabas, a holy man, a man of great penance. And when they did penance, they did not just do, you know, not eat meat on Friday or kneel on their knees for half an hour. No, they took rocks and shells and they beat themselves on their back till they bled all over the place. That was their penance. Well, none of us have enough worth to do that, you know. So today we look to St. Stavas, and we pray especially for the monastic life, for the abbatial life, because all the saints that have come, who have become monks, including Saint Benedict the Great, they have been following the footsteps of St. Stavas, and later on also St. Anthony of the Desert, St. Athanasius, and so many, many others. And so we give thanks to God. But St. Stavas was consumed with the love of Christ. And so should we be. And Christ is consumed with the love of us. Remember that. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.